Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bordley. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bill Bordley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Vail. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Foote and he is out, Dillard applying the tag. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bordley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards third. Randle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. DeJesu fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Bordley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North hits a pop-up towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp bunts towards the mound. Bordley fields it and throws to first for the out. Biotner moves to second. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randle moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot is 0-for-1 in the game. Foot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Randall moves to third. Buckner moves to second. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0-for-1 in the game. Vail hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Vail reaches second base with a double. Randall scores. Buckner scores. Foot moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to home to get foot. Vale moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vale scores. Biotner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 0-for-0 in the game. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Biotner moves to third. Dillard moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dejesu is 0-for-2 in the game. Dejesu hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner fields the ball and throws to Lamp covering. Safe. Bill Bordley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordley bunts towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to second. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a fly ball into left field. Buckner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin is walked intentionally. Tom Griffin now pitching. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dejesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Buckner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-3 in the game. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randle for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Max Venabil pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Max Venabil now playing left field. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-3 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Vail hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Figueroa now playing left field. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Figueroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.